Welcome back to the Stillness in the Storm audiocast series. I'm Sarah Eager.
And I'm John Alco. And today we'll be exploring our first practical tool, creating inner safety.
This is really foundational, isn't it? One of our most basic human needs is to feel safe. And when we don't feel safe, whether the threat is real or imaginary, that fight-flight response we discussed in our introduction kicks in. The problem is, even when the actual danger has passed, our bodies and minds can stay stuck in that threatened state.
I think many people will recognize that feeling, Sarah, like you're constantly on alert, waiting for the next bad thing to happen.
Exactly. And here's something fascinating. Our imagination, which is such a powerful tool, can sometimes work against us when we're stressed. We start conjuring up disaster scenarios that keep us feeling frightened or uneasy. Our senses can betray us too. A particular sound, smell, or sight can suddenly transport us back to a distressing moment.
That's what happens with flashbacks, isn't it?
Yes, it's a characteristic of post-traumatic stress and phobias. Even pleasant or neutral sensations can become associated with traumatic memories. You might hear a song that was playing during a difficult time or smell something that was present, and suddenly you're right back there re-experiencing that distress.
So if our imagination and senses can keep us trapped in fear, can we use them differently?
That's precisely what this tool is about. We can practice using our imagination and senses in a more helpful way by creating a safe inner space within our minds. We visualize somewhere that feels protected and soothing, perhaps somewhere where we've been, or a place that just arises in our imagination.
So what might that look like? An outdoor place in nature, maybe?
It could be outside or inside, whatever feels right for you. The key is engaging all your senses. What's the light like? What colours do you see? What sounds, textures and scents are there? By tapping into all these sensations as we develop this place in our minds, we help ourselves to feel safer and regain calm.
And you don't have to be good at visualization, do you? Some people worry about that.
No, you're right, Jan. Not at all. Even if you can't see these pictures clearly, you can just get a sense of what it's like. The beauty is that you can return to this space again and again when you're feeling stressed, afraid, or anxious.
I remember someone telling me about their experience after wildfires damaged their home. They said they felt jittery all the time, constantly looking for signs that something bad was about to happen. They'd imagine terrible scenes, worried the fires would return.
Gosh, that sounds quite distressing, but it's a perfect example of that threat response staying activated. What happened when they used this tool?
Well, they practiced going to their special safe place in their mind, especially after or before stressful situations. They found they could calm down much quicker after upsets. And they even gained a new perspective, realizing that being in the wrong place at the wrong time didn't mean bad things would keep happening.
That's such an important shift.
Mm.
And the safe space isn't just for calming down. It also gives us back a sense of control over how we react to challenges. We can use it to prepare for potentially stressful encounters, to step back from habitual patterns and practice new behaviours, and to cultivate self-compassion, which we'll talk about more in a further episode.
So you might visualize yourself coping well with something difficult that's coming up, say a job interview or a health consultation.
Precisely. You can empower yourself by many different practices, such as forgiveness, expressing gratitude, creating hope. All these practices reduce that sense of powerlessness and fear. You can evaluate unhealthy beliefs and reconnect with your strengths and values. It's a way of discovering that inner core of peace and wisdom.
So it's about building emotional resilience, really.
Yes, it is. And once we've created this safe space, we can extend this practice into what we call self-soothing. This is identifying real or imagined objects and sensations that help us to feel calm and safe.
This seems important because sometimes when people are distressed, they turn to things that actually harm them, don't they?
Yes, and I'm sure we're all aware of our own habits that aren't exactly helpful, such as overeating or taking harmful substances, even extremes such as self-harm or compulsive behaviours. These are attempts to meet our emotional needs, but they don't truly help in the long run. But by creating positive self-soothing practices, we can begin to associate new, pleasant sensations with relaxation and safety, pleasing sounds, colours, scents, textures. Our bodies, as well as our minds, respond to these.
I love making bread when I'm feeling tense and stressed. Just the feeling of sifting the flour and watching it cloud up, kneading the dough, feeling its silkiness and my arm muscles working, smelling it baking, hearing that crunchy sound when you cut the first slice and that first mouthful. I find it really calms me.
That's such a great example, Jan. It's really self-soothing through all the senses, and it connects you back to the good things in life. I also remember you telling me when you were going through that difficult time of your cancer treatment, you created a special box of soothing items. What did you put in the box?
A photo of a beautiful beach, some dried rose petals from my garden, a soft toy from my children's baby days, kind words in a card from a friend, a little bell with a lovely sound. I just found opening the box and catching the scent helped me to feel soothed. And I'd take out an item sometimes and just hold it and feel it.
Gosh, that sounds like it really was able to remind you of the positive things in your life when you were going through such a difficult time, and that you were much more than just your illness. So this is what we're doing physiologically. We're switching off the threat and defense part of our nervous system and switching on the soothing part we described in our introduction.
And the more we practice this, the more we recover?
On all levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, we begin to see our lives and what's happening in more hopeful ways. And here's the beautiful thing. Your inner refuge is fully portable. You can take it with you wherever you go, into whatever situations you find yourself.
So we're never without this resource.
Never. It's a portable safe room we can take with us. So we thought it'd be nice to actually experience this together now. So we'll play this guided meditation track and we can all go into an experience of creating a safe space.
And it's about 6 minutes, isn't it, Sarah? called Inner Sanctuary.
Sanctuary, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Sit comfortably and relax. Take a few deep breaths and turn your attention inwards. You are going to create a sanctuary, your own special place where you will feel safe. In your imagination, choose a scene in nature that you particularly like. By the sea, in the mountains, by a lake, or in a wood. It can be a place you know, or you can create it as you would like it. It is peaceful and very beautiful. It is your ideal place. Completely safe and secure. Your own special place. What does it look like? Are there trees and flowers? Notice any animals? Are there any smells and sounds? Now, create a building, a place where you can stay in complete safety, which no one else can enter. What does the building look like? Use whatever materials you like. Be as lavish and creative as you like. Is it made of wood or stone? What shape is the roof? Where are the doors and windows? Now, see it set in a garden. See yourself walking up to this building, set in your perfect scene, and enter it. What is it like inside? Remember, this is your sanctuary, where everything is to your liking. Choose the furnishings for your comfort. Choose the lighting and colours. Make it really special. Make it a place where you feel really at home, where you feel peaceful and positive about yourself and the world.